it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Second hour of the program, the run home with Joel and Michelle Bishop today. All thanks to the Hyundai Staria load van. Michelle's back tomorrow. Bears head back Friday.
Better turn myself on.
Two in a row.
Two in a row.
Oh, Accor Stadium
to
tomorrow.
Back. Yep.
Coming out there. Perfect. Perfect. Have your say 1300 01 1170 or text 0457 736 736. Now we've got to catch up on some of these text messages. Shell and Sugar, South surely know who the next coach coming in is. You don't sack a coach without knowing who's coming in next. Scotty and Cronulla.
No, only the Titans do that.
That they know who's coming in.
Who was coming in? Remember that was a swift little move on Holbrook. Let's have Desi.
Yes. So do you believe South don't know who they have?
I don't think they know who.
No,
it is.
I think I agree with that. Hi, guys. Joel, you're more qualified than most to answer this. Is there a worse back five than South's five at the moment? I feel very sorry for JD. Marty, Cody Walker in your halves.
I don't know that that's...
Maybe for these few weeks. No, Jack White and Latrell Mitchell, that's, you know, state of origin class players. I don't agree with that so much. And the young Jai Gray's going to do a good job. Bulldog Bob writes, the run home crew, there are lots of sayings out there. Currently in the Australian vernacular, including the inmates running the asylum. Well, we've seen this acted out this week over at South Sydney, where it appears the inmates are running the joint. A bunch of blah, 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 and he goes on to give it a fair whack, says Bulldog Bob. Joel, why were you not so upset when Freddie lost his origin coaching job? You were not as harsh as most, but you did want a coaching change at New South Wales. I remember it vividly, Stu. Stu, you didn't. You don't remember that vividly, because I backed Brad Fittler the whole way. I reckon I was the most staunch behind Fittler. And if you can find any audio of me saying otherwise, I'd love to hear it.
But even a different scenario as well. Origin,
rep players
compared to the NRL.
I love Freddie. I just think he's so good for the game. Andy writes, I can fix Sugar Fitness in 6 months. Stop coaching touch football and start playing again, says Andy.
Would you give it a go?
You know what? I would love to give it a go. I've just got to lose a bit more weight.
On the back of this.
I'd get injured if I started playing now.
Right.
So if I lose 10 kilos, when I lose 10 kilos... I will give it a go,
Andy. I might
start
just stalking you with texts, with little, you know, signs of encouragement.
Weight update.
Yeah,
I'll give you a weekly weight update if you want. Hey, Bish and Shug, isn't it strange how the attack and defence coaches never seem to be under pressure? In the NFL, offensive and defensive coordinators are more well known. The Eagles have kept Sirianni, but got new coordinators. I doubt a lot of fans could name the staff of their football operation. Cheers, says Will. And that's the other thing which I quite find humorous in many times. Quite often, and I've got the list of the last 42 coaches to get sacked midway through the year. Quite often it goes to an assistant coach who's there. Aren't you part of it?
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. But the thing is, if you're a coach, if you're a good coach, you're a decent coach. Let's say, look, there's talk of Michael Checker perhaps taking over South Sydney as well. There's some sort of interest there. I know Michael Checker's, he openly discusses and tells people, I'm not an expert when it comes to rugby league, but he'll get the right people in the job, surround himself with good people. He's an awesome people's, manages people's players, all that sort of stuff really, really well. But good people at their jobs do that sort of stuff. They don't put in half-assed, I'll get him because he might not be, he's not as good as me. Or it's actually, it makes it a strong, structured organisation.
The mail with Wayne Bennett is that he's hardly the king of X's and O's. He's hardly the best game plan student, but it's the person which he can manage. They say that about Bellamy. And then so Bennett's big thing is he's not an insecure. I've seen coaches before who are insecure, so they get weak people around them. Mm. So they remain the person. But Wayne Bennett, he wants to get the best he can around him because... it helps him.
That's how to run a business.
Hey, Sugar, interested in your thoughts, and Michelle, on old mate from NRL on Nine's comments about the 18th man in activation. Along similar lines to yours, but he suggested a 5-6 man bench that are all active from kickoff. However, you can only use 4 of the 5 or 6.
Is this old mate Shamus?
No, you're talking about Shamus, yeah. So and I've had this theory for a long time. I don't know why we have to activate a stupid fifth player. And I'd also...
we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. The only thing is, why do we have to choose? I don't see the benefit of choosing 4 players. Just have as 5, 6 on the, call it 6 on the bench. Mm. 6 is fine. And just use 8 interchange. So if you only use 2 on the bench, but you use it 8 times, who cares? Yeah. Or if you use 6, who cares? We want the best players out there. What we want in this game, in my opinion, is if a halfback goes down, we don't want to corrupt the game by not having a halfback ready. If a hooker goes down, if a centre goes down.
Well, the fans are getting ripped off, aren't they?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's my view, similar to what Chemis has said. I did see those comments. Hi, right, guys. Solution to the kickoff, head knock problem. Why don't all the players run on with a helmet and after the first hit up, remove them? Upstairs for thinking, downstairs for dancing, says Bob.
Come on, Bob.
Stick to the dancing, Bob.
It's not a game of NFL. 11, we want 70. It over and done within 80 minutes.
This through the Daily Telegraph, through Sport. Wayne Bennett confirms he has spoken to South Sydney CEO Blake Solly and, yes, I'm interested. The Rabbitohs know how I feel.
Mm. Do you see it? For the right money, I do.
Well, you know what? You know what it also does? Okay, hypothetically, if he comes out, and he's a very strategic man, Wayne Bennett, and very smart. Mm. Typically, he's not a person to come out in the record, right? Mm. And sometimes things get put out in the media for a reason. Hypothetically.
Really? Do journalists really? Are journalists connected to CEOs and coaches?
Maestro,
and
hello, welcome to the party, really? Maestro. Oh, no,
is that actually a thing in 2024?
This is exactly what I wanted to ask to Michelle. Do you sniff throw off? Because you're exactly right, Sugar. Wayne Bennett doesn't speak in public. Yep. Not when he doesn't have to.
Okay. So, okay, well, let me ask you this. What other jobs, and you know what it's like, people are sniffing around, then all of a sudden, okay, we've got rid of Demetrio, who can we chase now? The spotlight's going to turn on. Who would be the candidates for the spotlight to turn on to?
If you're South Sydney.
No,
anywhere.
For a coach to be under the pump. Which coaches or coach would be under the pump?
Well, Parramatta.
Brad Arthur.
Yeah.
Straight
away you look there.
Well, hang on. They're going for two in a row, the Knights, and they've got a bit of an excuse, losing Ponga. But, yeah.
Okay.
And he's just
he's not going to go back to Newcastle.
No.
No, that's one club he won't be going back to.
It's Parramatta, isn't it?
Yeah, Parramatta.
Okay. Hypothetically, the job that Wayne would want is Parramatta, right? If Wayne says, yes, I'm interested, right? And hypothetically, if you were Parramatta, and that was a rumbling some time ago, that you wanted Wayne, and all of a sudden Wayne's wanting to dance with another person.
Show me the money.
Don't you start going, holy dooly, we need to get our ship in order here and get cracking. So could that be, and I'm being quite a bit of a conspiracy theory, could that be the motive for Wayne Bennett, who ordinarily is not so swift to speak to the media, could that be a reason why?
You know what? Out of this morning's press conference, and Blake Solly said that Wayne Bennett left the place on good terms. Not sure that's entirely correct.
Really?
Across the board.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Players, yes. Majority, yes. But there was probably one or two figureheads that he clashed heads with for whatever reason. So I'm not entirely sure that that's 100% accurate. I'm not saying Blake Solly's coming out and telling furfies. I'm just saying I feel there's something, you know, at play there. And I do know from behind the scenes that there's obviously a struggle in management. People want it one way, people want it the other.
Yep.
I don't believe at this stage that if there was a vote, there'd be enough votes to get Bennett there.
Okay, righto.
I'm just saying.
No, that's right. Bring it in, team. Bring it in. You're part of this, Maestro. Yeah. And you can lead the charge. Let's put them on the line. Who do we believe will be the next full-time coach at South Sydney? And we neither of us have any solid information.
I haven't heard Michael Maguire's name mentioned at all.
Who were you going to say, Maestro?
Well, he was the name I was actually thinking. Whether New South Wales would let him do it or not is the question.
Look, the problem there is I also think that, you know, this is not having any conversations with Madge whatsoever. And I know he's such a decent man that I think he would feel obligated that it might be a little bit of a good look that he's not putting all these eggs in the one basket with the Blues if that was an opportunity for him to. So look, if it panned out that he won the series for the Blues this year, maybe that would look a bit different, that he'd sort of be able to move on, take an NRL job. But whether he'd be allowed to do both, I'm not sure
how long
works.
Has he signed for, Michelle?
It's 2 years.
Two years.
Yep. All right, that's fine. If South Sydney said, okay, we're going to, or would New South Wales want him full time?
Well, I'm pretty sure New South Wales would want him full time. Where do you go after Madge? You've had Freddie. Where do you go? I mean, they threw it at Sticky. Well, where do you go after Madge? Who's left? Bennett to coach the Blues. And let's face it, Bennett, I believe, will absolutely want to be the new coach of that news franchise. 74 years of age, I reckon he'll want to go out on a high with a new franchise. That's how I'm seeing that play out.
Oh, right. So a bit of a one and done. Mm. He'd go to South or another club, but you think this new franchise
is where he'll ultimately hang up the boots.
Well, okay. That's fascinating.
If that's such a thing.
Yeah. But as
the sneakers, the runners.
As you said in the break, Michelle, the Bloodstones. Like, how old is he?
74.
74.
He's so impressive.
Yeah, but he's 74, and look how sought after he is at 74.
Yep.
74.
He's got the best sense of humour too, Wayne.
Yeah. Yep. We just said that 837. Our news service said Wayne Bennett has confirmed he's spoken to the Dolphins about his interest in the South job. Yep,
but,
perfect.
But what about the names that are being thrown up? Steve McNamara, I don't mind. Obviously, yep. Over there in Super League with the Catalan Dragons. We hear Jason Rolls, Josh Hannay, Dean Young every time a job comes about. And I wonder, and a Ben Hornsby, when is the right time for them to get a gig?
Yeah, but you know what? And I don't know all of their aspirations. Josh Hannay, very strong. Very, very strong.
Big fan of Josh's.
Yep. Not all of those are suited to be head coaches. Like, just because you're a really good assistant, just because you're a really good baker, doesn't mean you should own a bakery. You know
Very
what I mean?
True.
There's more to the business than just the cooking the bread.
Here's one more hypothetical. What does it take for Ben Hornby to put his name in the forefront for the full-time gig? And would he want it?
But do you know what? Can I have it? Like, this is not taking anything at all away from Ben Hornby. But going back to Joel's original plan, original thoughts, he's still been a part of the equation of where they're at to now.
Yeah.
So it's sort of
that's
like
right.
a bit unethical for him to be put into a...
Well, that's how I kind of feel about
yeah.
it. You know what? If I signed a coaching staff, I kind of feel like if we're a package deal, we all go together. We did this together.
Yeah.
It's not just the head coach. And we had the analogy with the NFL... Sirianni.
So does that mean if you don't rate here, you're not just going to get rid of me? It's all of us. We
yeah.
go together.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Joel, you're a man.
But, mate, since you've turned up, Michelle, poof, we're absolutely flying. I tell you, he'll have a lot to say about Jason Demetrio, Ben Hornby, the kickoff, Max Rushton. He's been texting me about all things rugby league, and he's going to have a big say right after this on the run home with Joel and Michelle Bishop, all thanks to the Hyundai Staria Load Van. Welcome back to the run home with Joel and Michelle today, all thanks to the Hyundai Staria Load Van. Drive away in a Hyundai Staria Load Van from $49,490. T's and C's apply. Maxi Rushton is in
Hello.
The studio.
Nice to be here. Sorry, I'm late. I was just
in
parking my Hyundai Staria Load van, and I got a lovely spot just down the road. Nice to meet you, Michelle.
Lovely
Your Uncle Harold, you. The defining tuba player of his generation.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what a guy.
If I had an Uncle
what
Harold.
What a guy.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, I forget that nobody watches Neighbours in Australia, but that,
well,
the UK,
I did.
Is a very
I
good
did.
Line.
Yeah. And look,
yeah.
I'm not, not. We're not related to Angela
now.
Bishop or Bronwyn
yeah,
Bishop. I always get your sister Angela. In a yeah. cab the other day, this guy goes, how's Angela? You know, how much older is she than you? And I'm like, who is Angela? And I can't
Bronwyn was
Angela
my
Bishop.
One of my first crushes as
wow.
a girl.
Bronwyn.
Yeah, I fancy
Bronwyn or Angela? Angela's got nice legs.
No, I don't remember Angela Bishop. But Bronwyn.
The daughter? Channel 10.
No. I'm stuck on Neighbours and that's it. You know,
do you
right.
always say to people when
Hello,
you,
yeah.
you've met Michelle for the first time and you said,
yeah.
right,
tell me
Michelle,
about your
tell
life.
Me your entire life.
Do you know
story.
What I do? Do you know yeah. what I do? Is quite often if you're sat next to someone at a thing that you don't know,
yes.
and I don't like those events, I'm in my mid 40s, I don't need to meet anybody new
no.
for the rest of my life.
You're not recruiting.
But if
Did
I,
you ever leave now?
No, it's okay.
Am I
you can
you
stay. You can stay, but I don't need. You know, we don't need to converse.
Right. Okay.
That's where we're at.
Right.
That's where I'm at. You know, I'm sure you feel the same. Like, I've just got yeah. enough. I know enough people, right? Yeah. And I'm tired.
Yep.
But if you're at a thing and you don't know someone, and you just say, "Come on, then," tell us, like, start at the beginning.
Yep.
And I want granular detail. It will fill quite a lot of the evening. People like talking about themselves.
Yes.
You don't have to do any hard work. It's a great way to get through the night.
Dale
and you can find out pretty quickly, actually, yeah. if they've got something about them or if they're just, you know, you don't really. And it doesn't matter if it's good or it's bad. You've learned a bit.
Yep.
You know.
So where are we at with Michelle?
Well, I did
yeah,
say
great.
I like long
no,
walks
no,
on the
no,
beach.
We've got quite yeah. a long way.
Yes.
Although I'm a cynic because she, you know, Instagrammed her naked form, she was telling
That's
me.
Right. Naked form.
And earlier and as an accident. And yeah. I'm cynical. Social media, I'm cynical about, and I don't know Michelle well enough to know if she's a liar or an honest person. Mm. But I wonder if that was intentional.
That was your cue, Joel.
Yes.
Every time I tweet my naked form, it's meant to be an accident. But
and
actually,
so,
I'm just trying to get a few more
and
followers.
And so what was my response to that? Be open, be free. You can use it quite as a quote.
No, that's I'm not here to take this show in the gutter. I know where the show is. You know, in many ways, I'm trying to
well,
elevate
it
to
a
certain
level.
I said,
well, yes. I would have preferred to wear a bra in the bar.
That's true.
That's possibly what I said. Okay. So it was going to be an accident.
I'd like to apologise, Michelle, for calling you a liar. So
no, that's okay. I'm
in
good.
This relationship.
I'm really easy going to CNHR when we go.
But if you do want to follow Michelle on Instagram,
no, I don't really. But that's fine.
That's really what you're
enough of those AI naked people follow you quite a lot of the time.
Really? No, AI naked people.
You tweet something out. I tweet out, you know, some generic football-based question. And mainly it's, you know, Barbara 41218 saying this link. And I don't think she I don't think she's a football lover at heart.
You honestly don't think she is?
I don't think she is. I think she's after something else.
Okay.
Really?
It might be the shape you're in. Well, obviously they are. You were telling me this before, and I was telling Max about my dietitian visit and my life-changing thing, which Lundy said it's your fifth diet in a row.
Mm. Yeah, you've got some work to do here,
not
Joel.
Counting.
I've got some work to do.
You have got some work to do. I thought you were 10 years older than me.
No, that's right.
And we're the same age.
I know.
Yeah, that's really cut me to the core.
So there's no mirrors in England. That's fine. Righto, Trevor Hendy, let's do this. No, but what I was going to ask is, so you have a personal trainer when you come to Sydney.
It sounds a bit sort of cocky, that, doesn't it, to have one of those? But I just don't have any willpower. I'm sure a lot of listeners feel the same. I've got no willpower in the gym.
Yes.
I hate exercise. I hate running. Every step, I feel
I
like I'm going.
Hurts.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to die from step one to the when the Strava says 5 kilometres and I stop right there, and that is it. I'm not going to do any more, and I haven't died, and it's a win for me, but it's a massive surprise. And in the gym, if I was on my own, I would just go and get a glass of water and then just walk around a bit and leave. So
you got a personal trainer in Sydney.
Yeah.
So do they have to drive far to meet you?
No. He's in London. He's the guy I kept from when I moved here. I wanted to keep connection to my roots, and he's a nice guy, Luke, and I just get him on a FaceTime.
And he's just laying in bed.
He's
in
the gym.
You can do that by
he's
going to the pub. Keep connected with your roots.
Yeah,
you
can. But also, like, there's a fat man itching to get out of me, and I don't want it to happen. And so you have to fight against it. And so I use Luke,
So literally by Zoom?
Yeah, just FaceTime.
So he'll just say, righto, Maxie, go and jump on this, do this. Yeah.
And it is ridiculous, isn't it? Because gyms are ridiculous, don't you? I mean, I've always found this. Sometimes you'll be in the gym. When I used to go to the session with him, he'd have like a medicine ball that was like 40 kilos.
Yes.
And the job would be this. I would pick it up and put it on a box. He would take it off the box and put it on the floor. And I would pick it up and put it on the box. And he would pick it up and put it on the floor. And you'd stand back and you'd go, 4 billion years of evolution have led to this moment where these two sentient beings are moving this heavy thing back and forth. What is the point of all of this?
Correct.
I'm not sure where I was going with that, but it was an observation on life.
Can I just quickly say, don't want this to be a name-dropping exercise, privileged in our situation to meet up with people, was working as a cadet, the St. George and Sutherland Shire Leader, doing real estate, got to go to someone's house to write up this big, you know, he's selling his house, a mansion, cost a zoo. This is when he's first come out to Australia. Anyway, he said to me in a nice sort of a way, but quite, you know, blunt, you could lose some weight.
Wow.
So...
Is this a rugby league player we're talking about?
No, Costa Zoo. Costa Zoo, the boxer.
Don't do boxing.
This is not Tim Zoo. This is his dad, Costa.
Can I just say this, though? Maestro did say, Michelle, you can ask him about anything you want. I've never heard Max comment on anything that wasn't the round ball, but you talk about boxing going.
Okay, so Costa says, come and do some training with Igor, who's in Tim's corner now. So that was, we used to go 3 times a week. It was my photographer, who was a female, Natalia, which was his wife at the time, Tim's mum, still Tim's mum, but not Costa's wife.
Right.
And the three of us, never been fitter, but I was so embarrassed to be in front of a world champion that I just kept going and going and going. Yeah. And it was the best I ever looked. I was about probably in 20, 21. But then I meet up with him in the 2000 Olympics, hadn't seen him in years, had a child or whatever. And he says to me, oh, Michelle, what happened? You look like you eat goat.
Oh, no.
That's sweet.
He's a nice, he wouldn't have meant that
but
in an offensive
direct.
Way, but it was just like, whoa, get back to the gym, sunshine.
And did you? And did you?
Well, did I? I think I did.
Oh, you look a tremendous Nick.
Why do people say that? Like, I quite often, like people would say, oh, geez, you've had a good run or you've been in a good paddy. I couldn't say that to someone.
No.
And the other thing
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say it.
And what about the amount of time when I've actually put my foot in the mouth over someone being pregnant and they haven't been pregnant?
Oh.
Yeah. Like that's just, I don't, you know what, you could be 9 months and being cut at a hospital, I still wouldn't ask you about the baby. It's post-traumatic stress disorder.
You can be happy in anybody.
What do you call, what's the term that you use?
Is this a joke?
No, it's a question. It's a question. Yep. What's the term that you use if somebody is, their partner would be deemed by many to be far better looking than them?
So this is interesting. So my wife is you know, significantly better looking than I am, fortunately. And the phrase is punching. But there is a footballer called Jason Punchin, right? Yes. Who sort of played lower Premier League, upper Championship. And so within footballing parlance in the UK, you would say, ah, he's Jason Punchin.
Yes.
And obviously my wife has no idea who Jason Punchin is. She's not a big sports fan. And so one day she just woke up and said, who is Jason Punchioni? And why does everyone keep sending me pictures of Jason Punchioni? But that is the
yes.
phrase.
Yes. So I copped that myself. Oh, really? Michelle said this the only other day.
Oh, but I was only joking.
So that they either just say you're either batting or you're
yes,
punching,
correct.
Right? Mm. But I need to get to the bottom of this. When because right. it happens to me quite a lot. People say, oh, they don't say Jason, but they say you're punching. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you're punching, are you like, where are we on the punching scale? Like, are they saying to me, mate, you have a head like a drop pie? Or are they saying that your partner's
your
a supermodel?
Smoking.
Or is there somewhere in the middle?
Probably in some cases somewhere in the middle, but I would just say that your wife's hot.
It's a compliment, I think. Yeah. It's a considered qualified compliment from a friend.
So it's not, geez, you're ugly.
I don't think so.
I cop it all the time. People say all the time, geez, Shells, you're batting.
Yeah, you're batting.
Really?
Punching.
You've seen Bisho?
Yeah.
So your partner is a rugby league player.
Well, he played
is it Kevin
with
Ireland?
Joel years ago. No.
Is it Ellery Hanley?
No.
Martin
he's
of Fire.
He's a Neville nobody.
Okay. Is it Ian Heron?
It's not no. Henderson
wow.
Gill.
Okay. Well, I'm
gee,
out.
I'm really
Chris
impressed with some
is it
of the
Chris
people
Radlinski?
That you know. I didn't think you knew anything about football.
I don't. I just think on the fifth tackle,
he's just pulled
on
out.
The fifth tackle, yeah. Just stop wriggling around, everybody. Okay. Just get up and get
kick
on with it.
Kick to the corners.
Just get up and get on with it.
Yes, exactly right. Mm. Okay, we're going to talk about Champions League very
shortly. Yeah, we can do if you want.
We've got the news. But if there are other things, we can do Ask Max. If there's live
yeah,
things, live things that you need to ask Max.
Fine. People like
Max.
Calling me rude words on the text board, which I really enjoy. And there's a different language barometer of what you're allowed to say in Australia. So yes. Sometimes the rude things come in, and I do radio shows back to the UK, yes. And you sort of filter them, whereas here, Joel and Fletch just read them out. But I can take it.
Okay.
I'm not precious.
I read them out less than Fletch, but Fletch most certainly does. Yeah. It is The Run Home with Joel and Fletch with Michelle Bishop in the chair. All thanks to Max.
Hyundai Stereo Load.
That's exactly right.
Holds everything in, like Joel's. No, that's not fair, is it? I was going to say.
Your lunchbox. Mm.
That's it. The Run Home with Joel and Michelle. Welcome back to The Run Home with Joel and Michelle. You can catch all the Champions League, Europa League and Conference League finals live and exclusive on Stan Sport. You start your 7-day free trial today. And our Stan Sport FC expert, Maxi Rushton, is in the chair. Plenty of questions coming through, Max.
Oh, good. I haven't seen them as well. I'm not looking at the board. Go for it.
Hi, Joel and Michelle. A comment and question for Max. Max, first of all, congratulations for Cambridge scraping it in. Secondly,
thank you so much.
I love Football Weekly and listen to every episode.
Wow, thank you.
Have you thought about doing a version where we can see your beautiful faces, Panther Howie?
Oh, good question. Yeah, we are. You know, we've finally heard of this thing called social media. The Guardian's a slow moving beast, of course, and so we're going to put clips up because we've been sent a camera, me and Barry. And,
do you know how to use it?
Not really, but, you know, point it vaguely in the right direction. Be dressed.
Yep.
That's what I've learned from you. And, and yeah, I mean, whether we get to YouTube or not is another question. But, yeah, hopefully there'll be sort of short, you know, short snippets of gold. That's the plan. But thank you for listening to it. Well, also, we're probably, you know, we are in the pipeline on Australian live tour. Got to play the Opera House, haven't we?
Yes.
Come on.
Liam says, g'day, guys. How are you getting it? When someone says you're punching, they really mean you got a head like a drop pie, and they would love to spend some quality time with your partner.
Right.
Is that you going through messages?
Yes. Lundy says...
Hey, Lundy's a fan. I know Lundy's a fan.
Yeah, Lundy's a fan. He says, question for Max, how the hell did you find someone that can tolerate you, let alone someone that's far more attractive?
No, it's a good question. I mean, you know, I was very persistent in the early days.
Yes. You'd be lucky. It's like being on the punt.
Yeah, exactly.
Some days you lose.
I was very persistent. It was just eventually easier for her to go out with me than not. And now we just sit on the sofa. You watch that show First Dates?
Yes.
Got that here?
It's
all these people in the same restaurant having lots of different first dates, and we just like, it doesn't matter how stale this gets.
No.
I can't go on a first date again.
No.
So we're in for good. But thank you, Lundy. I appreciate it.
That's right.
You know, cut to the chase here. That's fair.
Could you imagine having to do all that swiping, like using social media to hook up with people?
It's more just like, have you got any pets? I don't care. You got a brother and sister? I don't care about that either.
But hang on a minute. It doesn't even look like you in the photo.
Yeah.
So how did you meet? Like, I know.
On a volcano in Nicaragua.
Oh,
really?
Correct.
Wow. On a volcano in Nicaragua. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to this. Let's cut to the chase, as you say.
Okay.
What's the latest? What's the big headline bullet points in all things round ball?
Fine. So Champions League semi-final. First one was this morning. And it was Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid. Bayern Munich not had a brilliant season because they haven't won the Bundesliga, and they always win the Bundesliga.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane scored today. They were playing brilliantly. They're playing Real Madrid, who always win this competition. They're going for their 15th European Cup. Bayern were playing brilliantly. Real Madrid scored. They always do that. So you thought, okay, this tie is done. Bayern Munich came out in the second half. They scored twice. Leroy Sané hit a wonderful shot into the near post. Harry Kane got a penalty. Jamal Musiala was playing brilliantly for Bayern. Then they had a centre-back who had come in because Matthijs de Ligt was injured, called Kim Min-jae, who'd been brilliant for Napoli. He wasn't brilliant last night. He was at fault for the first goal. He gave away a penalty. So it stands at 2-2, perfectly poised as we go to the Bernabeu next week. Tomorrow morning, ask, is Borussia Dortmund not fancied in this competition at all? Currently fifth in the Bundesliga. They play Paris Saint-Germain, who are always one of the favourites.
I said to you, they're about $15. I said, our man Mbappe.
You think your man Mbappe
can get there? And you said, no, they can't. They almost can.
They always implode, PSG. Yeah. Always. But for the first time ever, they have a functional, likable team. And they obviously have Mbappe. They should get past. I'm not warming to them. I would rather Dortmund win. I like the underdog. Yep. It'd be good for football if Dortmund won because they're just really unfancied.
Yep.
I suspect my bosses would like it to be Real Madrid PSG, you know, because
big
more
stars.
People, big stars, more people watching all that. I suspect that's what UEFA want as well. And it wouldn't be bad if PSG played Real Madrid because Kylian Mbappe is going to move to Real Madrid in the summer. Ooh. So then to score, you're yawning, Michelle.
I thought I was being quiet.
I mean, you pick your phone up and you start yawning.
I've got a child ringing me in the middle of my show. How unprofessional.
That is. Do they not know?
No, they should know.
It's outrageous. Do you need to get it?
Oh, no. If it's really important, they'll do something.
So that's where we're at with
those.
Don't apologise at all.
Can I just say this? Your favourite fan, Lundy.
Yeah, Lundy. Hey, mate. Hey, Lundy.
He says, hey, Max.
Yes.
What's the name of your show? I just don't want to accidentally turn it
off. Oh, that's a very good idea. Yeah. So if you just to avoid it, you have to avoid Stan Sport, Talk Sport, The Guardian Football Weekly.
And The Run Home with Joel.
I don't mind a bit of Stan Sport, just quietly.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, I can get you a free trial.
Get to run in my household.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Oh, you can get her a 7-day free trial.
Yeah, just go to stand.com.au. I hope so. I use my login. No,
that's okay. Does that mean I've got to watch it for 7 days?
You have to watch it solidly for 7 days.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what else is happening?
Okay, Premier League.
In the whole of the world of soccer, what's the big stories?
Premier League title race is quite exciting. Arsenal beat Tottenham at the weekend. Bad news for Ange. They played quite well, actually, Tottenham, but they were 3-0 down at half-time because Arsenal are ruthless. Bayern, of course, he knocked Arsenal out of the Champions League. So, Arsenal are top, a point ahead of Manchester City, but Manchester City have a game in hand. Here's where it's interesting.
Yes.
That game in hand is against Tottenham. Now, the last thing that Tottenham want is for Arsenal to win the Premier League because they are massive rivals, but it may come down to Tottenham needing to get something from Manchester City to get into the Champions League and thus giving the title to Arsenal. There's narrative everywhere.
Is there only... We had three horse race for a while.
Liverpool have dropped off.
It's down to two?
Yeah, down to two. Okay. That's a Man City and Arsenal.
In this scenario, 100 times it gets played out.
Okay.
How many times does City win? How many times does Arsenal win, in your opinion?
City win 80 times.
Oh, 80.
Yeah, they just have a way at the end of every season of just winning every game. Their hardest fixture is Tottenham away. They don't have a good record at Tottenham. That is true. But they've got the best players. They've got the most money. They've got the best manager. So you would say Man City, neither side will drop a point is what will probably happen. So Man City will win 4 games. Yep. Arsenal win 3. Arsenal have got to go to Manchester United, who are garbage, but you never know with Manchester United. They could just turn it on against Arsenal. But it is still very exciting.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting. Anything else happening?
Cambridge United survived in League One. That was a big moment for me and I suspect two other Cambridge fans in Australia.
What about Neighbours?
Well,
I haven't watched Neighbours for many years.
Well, the thing is,
Neighbours now?
No. So what happened was Neighbours ended, and the last episode was amazing.
What happened to Uncle Harold?
Well, I don't know if he came. I think Harold came back.
Right.
Guy Pearce came back. Obviously, Mike, Plain Jane, Superbrain came back. Kylie was there, and Jason, and there was obviously like. I think they couldn't get Kylie, Jason and Guy Pearce on the same day. So there's weird shots where there'd be two of them.
Well, they look like they're...
And then another two of them. But they just, you know, they obviously their diaries couldn't meet. And then
did Madge drop off?
Madge is gone. Holly Valance was in it. I think Natalie Imbruglia had played a little part. Anyway, it was an amazing last episode. I was in tears. I was like bawling my eyes out.
Bouncer
and Bouncer's Dream. What an episode that was.
There you go.
And Bouncer fell down a manhole. That was an issue, but I think he's out of that.
He did.
But anyway, then it's got recommissioned, so that is great news. Great news for Dr. Carl Kennedy, the greatest single living medic on the planet.
He certainly is. Brian's a fan.
Hey, Brian.
Brizzy Bryan. He said,
I feel like I'm so up to date.
He calls you the tourist. He said that this tourist is a keeper.
Yeah.
I love the way where he tells his story. So he's a fan, says Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Can you tell us?
That's kind, Michelle.
Yes. Can you tell us, please, about this ultimate sporting trip competition?
As long as I can read the same thing that you're reading. Yeah. No. It's really good.
Stan, you can borrow his glasses.
So viewers to Stan, and I think you can find it on all our social channels on Twitter and Instagram. You can win two tickets to go to the Champions League final, which is at Wembley. And then you can just pop over to Paris, watch a day of the tennis at Roland Garros. Mm. We'll pay for all of it. We'll give you some spending money. I don't know how much it is.
A couple of bucks.
You know, like a couple of bucks or a couple
of red wines.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, we're not going to, you know, hopefully the back of the plane. I don't want us to waste all our money on you rabble. But look, that is a good prize.
Yes.
Even if you hate football and tennis, you get a free trip to London and France, right?
You can always go to the sport. Swerve the game.
Yeah. Just leave at half time. But yeah, Champions League fans at Wembley. So it should be, it should be fantastic. And then you get a bit of French Open tennis as well.
When is the Champions League final?
June 1st, is it?
And that's just the one game, isn't
it? Just one game, 90 minutes, maybe extra time, maybe penalties.
Yep. Always Wembley?
No. It goes all around Europe.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, Maxi Russian, enter today at Stan Sport AU on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram is the way to do that. Max,
good luck.
You learnt the life story of Michelle.
Nice to meet you.
You've got the crowd here.
It's a good show, this one, isn't it? I never really know where it's going.
Well, nor do I.
I'm never totally convinced it's actually on anywhere. You know, I think just Lundy through the glass. Just
Lundy's just abusing me.
Late
night Dom is Lundy.
But it's got a wonderful feel to it.
It does.
And, you know, radio's just about building communities, and that's
correct.
What you guys are doing.
We are community builders. Community builders here. SEN Network is the way to do that. Max Rushton for Stan Sport. Thank you very much for catching us.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome back to The Run Home with Joel and Michelle. We're having our snack time, aren't we, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm being naughty. I'm eating twisties that have been in my bag since Monday.
Yeah, but the dietitian said that's okay in small doses. You can have small doses.
That's an extra large pack, Joel.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's nearly done me.
That's fine, mate. That's fine. Let's get into this, shall we?
On The Run Home with Joel and Fletch, it's a US sports update. Turn up the volume. Turn up the flavour. Wings, beers and sporting glory. Only at Wing House.
Yeah, the update. Rightio, sports update thanks to Wing House, the best seats and beers always guaranteed. Now, the NBA playoffs, game 5 on today. The 76ers, 112, defeat the Knicks in New York, 106. So they head back to Philly, down 3-2. Now, Nick Nurse, he's the coach, he may have broken a finger, slamming his hand in anger, and was unable to grip his marker and draw up plays in the second half.
Tell me, would you laugh?
Of course, what the hell is going on?
I wouldn't be able to control myself.
So is he seriously in doubt for the next game, the coach?
Well, he's going to have trouble drawing, which is very important in basketball,
he's
right?
He's going to have an assistant that comes in.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got to basically playing not charades. What is it? Pictionary with his,
Pictionary.
You know, with
I
his
dribble,
with his assistant. You know, it's going to be good fun.
Aptly named, isn't it, Nick Nurse? Nick Nurse.
Very good coach.
Because what happened too, the Timberwolves coach, Chris Finch, he was the one who got knocked over by one of his own team players and hurt his patella and left the game.
What's this story, Joel? I've sort of been listening in dribs and drabs. You can't cop this bloke.
I just think he copped a little knock on the knee.
Did I just say you've been listening in dribs and drabs? I want to take exception to that.
Michelle, come on.
So this Chris Finch, right, copped a knock to the knee with about 3 minutes to go in the match. Game's in the balance. This is the coach of the team, coach of the Timberwolves, and he left. He left. That was game one. Well, they're saying that he could be back for game one of the West semifinals, but if he's unable to sit or stand on the sideline without assistance, he may catch the game from the locker room with one of his assistants passing the messages. Please.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
What's the difference between sitting in the locker room or sitting on the sideline?
You tell me. I've seen college coaches roll around. Have you seen those, you know, the little scooters people get around on when they've got wearing a moo boot or want to keep pressure off? I've seen coaches on the sideline with them in football and basketball before.
Mate, you know the Timberwolves, right? I just because of this coach, I'm going for the other mob. I'm actually going to back the other mob.
You're on your own scooter.
Oh, what a direction. Soft, you know what? NBC Universal is planning to pay an average of about $2.5 billion a year for the rights of the NBA, as fees for the league's coveted broadcasts are set to double from current levels, according to a report on Monday. So here's a fiscal for you, thanks to First Point Mortgage Brokers. If accepted, the broadcast rights to the basketball game could change hands from TNT, which has paid an average fee of $1.2 billion under its current deal. So to go up to $2.5 billion, there you go.
Can I play something for you? For NBA fans, it's a big deal because NBC was associated with the NBA during the Michael Jordan era. That was basically, it was their domain. I just want to play this to you and see if you recognise this little bit of music. Heard that one before? It just rolls into all the American. Yeah, they do that better than anyone else, right?
Yes.
The intro to a sport.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's the Fox Sports. So the one we use is Fox.
Yep.
This is NBC's, which is iconic and associated with the NBA. So I would love to see it go back to NBC.
Okay, there you go. What's this bee colony?
So this is an interesting one. I'll play you this little bit of audio. The baseball today was delayed in Arizona because a bee colony formed on the netting behind, basically in the foul territory behind home plate. So I'll play you this little bit.
Due to a bee colony forming on the protective netting behind home plate, we ask that you please be patient.
I like his play on word too.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about the announcing. But so they got a beekeeper out there basically to clear this all up. And then, so this was pre-game.
Wow.
The beekeeper then threw out the first pitch.
No.
Which
way.
Is, yeah, so there's a good bit of footage you can find on social media of him walking down to basically G-ing up the crowd and really living it up. So you never know what you're going to do when you turn up for a day of work. And that's a day that bloke will certainly never forget.
I tell you a good product Bunnings have. And it's a wasp nest killer.
Yes.
So, obviously, you don't want to get too close to those wasp nests. And, mate, it sends like a tracer bullet about 5 metres away. So sometimes you get a wasp quite often at the top of like an architrave or something like that. And you just go bang. And it just whack, hits them and off they go. It's a cracker.
I tell you what about the little girl that said, there's monsters in my room? It was over in the US yesterday and there was like 60,000 bees in her bedroom. That's scary stuff. At three. More than monsters.
Wow.
North Carolina, I think it was.
Mm. Jeez. Turn up the volume, turn up the flavour. Wings, beers and sporting glory only at Wing House. The run home thanks to the Hyundai Staria load van. Drive away in a Hyundai Staria load van from $49,490. T's and C's apply. Okay, pick one NRL winner. This is what you've got to do. Pick one NRL winner each week for the chance to win $2,500 at sensurvivor.com.au. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Now, by the way, the Hyundai Service Manager of the Week is Andrew McMichael. And his team from Wollongong, Hyundai Wollongong. Now, he has been, let me tell you, Michelle, Andrew McMichael is one of the great bodyboarders.
Right.
And he has been just picking up award after award. So when you go and see him, he'll be one of the blokes, you know, the tan?
Yep.
So the tan line. Right. So if you see the tan line, make a beeline for Andrew McMichael and his team at Wollongong, Hyundai Wollongong. Tomorrow's car is in stock today, so you can please contact Andrew and his team for all your servicing needs and to book in your service today. Harry Garside's coming up.
I can't wait.
Have you heard about his challenges that he does?
Oh, some of them, yeah.
Yeah, one time he's not a very good, which he calls public speaker, like reading and things. So very uncomfortable for that. So one time he just thought, you know, I'm just going to walk into a random university, into a lecture room with a book and start reading for 5 minutes.
That's weird.
He dressed up as a female one day and just walked around the streets of
whatever works for you, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the kind of thing he does. So we're going to catch up with Harry Garside very, very shortly as well.
Some quick breaking news.
Yes.
There's been another high casualty at South, high profile casualty. Brock Schaefer, who of course is the chief operating officer. Now, the reports are from Danny Wildlife from Channel 9.
Wow.
He has stepped down. They've asked him to stay and reconsider, but he says he needs a change. We'll have more on that, I guess, in the next hour.
Wow. So
phone calls.
What do you read into that?
Well,
because they want him. He's not being pushed.
But is that the way it's being fed to the media? I'm not sure. But I like Brock. He's a good operator, but clearly, maybe he feels a little bit guilty. Maybe he thinks it's time for a change. Not sure.
Maybe very close to Demetrio and just feels, I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out about that.
It's a lot to play out.
1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736. The North Queensland correspondent says NBA breaking news. Mr. Squiggle is coming in to replace the injured
Hurry
coach
up.
Nurse.
Hurry up.
Blackboard.